Joining us, Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's High School, getting ready for Bishop Fenwick Wednesday night at Manning Field in the rivalry game, the new rivalry that started. But, Coach, let's just jump back to last Saturday in the playoffs, the Bridgewater game.
East Bridgewater is a very good football team, and they jumped out on us. But our kids fought back and made it a one-touchdown game with 8 minutes to go. So we're really proud of our kids, the way they played, and I wouldn't trade them for any team. So we're proud of our kids.
No, you had a great season, a great great playoff run as well. Plus, earlier, a huge win, really, at Bishop Fenwick earlier this season.
Yeah, that's a tough place to play, and Fenwick has had a great program over the years. So going over there and winning was a great job by us. And, you know, we got to turn the page on Saturday and be ready Wednesday night for a very hungry Fenwick team, I'm sure.
Coach, tell me about that as a coach now. These playoff games used to be after Thanksgiving, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Now they're the Friday before, or in your case, the Saturday before. But, I mean, you've got to put some thought into how you get the team back and ready to go for Wednesday night. It's a short turnaround, plus obviously kind of a letdown, I would imagine.
The kids have been good. We'll see how practice goes today. But I think they're good character, and you know they've worked hard all year, and I think they'll come back and play hard, and we're expecting them to do that.
Coach, any maybe just a few player notes on St. Mary's just for our listeners here tonight that might be tuning in for the first time for Fenwick. Who are some of the key players that to single out on St. Mary's?
The names you're seeing in the score box is Abraham Toe, Calvin Johnson, Antonio Felix. But then you have guys that do the work in the trenches. Liam Reddy, who's been outstanding, I think is probably the best lineman in our league. And, that's my opinion. And Saka Witch, Brendan Donahue goes both ways. He's 150 pounds. He's tough as nails. And we have some superstars, but we have more guys that just grind it out for us.
Finally, Fenwick the second time around this year. You got him in Lynn on the Wednesday night, but what kind of a game are you expecting?
I think they're going to come in here fired up and want to win Thanksgiving and also get revenge for us beating them at their place. But I hope our kids are excited and renew the rivalry, and I think it's going to be a great night.
All right. Coach, good luck to you, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks for all the all season. And I always say it's great that people are promoting high school football when a lot of people are knocking it. So thanks.
All right, Coach. That's Coach Matt Durgan with us on MSONewsSports.com.